Pod Culture, episode 385, Calico Catnado, part A. This episode of Pod Culture is brought to you by Audible.com. Choose from over 100,000 titles and get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/podculture. Beware low-flying sharks. We're back for another episode of Pod Culture. I'm Brad.
I'm Glenn.
I'm Christina.
And I'm Adam.
And, there's a guilty pleasure coming up we'll talk about.
It's all Brad's fault this time.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
Well, if I hadn't have done it, Glenn would have, I'm sure.
Point.
Exactly.
I assume no responsibility.
Yeah, this time. So what has everyone been up to? And let's start with the globe-trotting adventurer, Adam. Yeah.
Well, I just got back from a little adventure. I decided to hop a little bit, a little plane and do a little bit of flying, to a little island called Bonaire, off the coast of Venezuela. And it is the scuba diver's paradise. And I know why now. We did a week of scuba diving and it was amazing. Absolutely incredible. The most beautiful place I think I've ever could have thought. For a desert island. it's the water, the crystal clear blue water. It was amazing. The wildlife that we saw. I dove on a shipwreck. I dove under a salt pier. Conveyor crane thing, saw octopus, moray eels, stingrays, squid, no sharks.
You say that like it's
kinds.
A bad thing.
Yeah, right. I kind of wanted to see a shark.
The ones you don't see.
Right. Yeah. Sea turtles. I got to swim with a sea turtle.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
You're like Aquaman now.
Yeah. I just waxed my shell.
Yeah. Like, dude, where's the EAC, man? Well, you're in the wrong place. It was unforgettable, and the people there were super nice. We stayed on an awesome resort, had a dive shop and everything. The dive shop had a dock. You just walk down the dock, and there's a pavilion that's out on the water. Our lockers are there, so when we come up from a dive, we just throw our stuff in the locker, let it dry. And they have tanks. It's unlimited shore diving. So they basically just have tanks full of air lined up on the dock. So if you just want to go diving, just grab your gear, grab a tank, suit up, and jump in. That's it. Come back out, throw the tank in the empty pile, grab another one, go back in.
Wow.
So every day it was get up about 6:30 or so. It started getting light about 5. And it like was almost completely dark by 7:30.
Oh,
kind of crazy. Still in Eastern time zone. It was really weird. So we get up, go eat breakfast. Awesome breakfast. Get on the boat at 8, do 2 boat dives, come back for lunch. At 2 o'clock, we get back on the boat, go back out for a dive.
Wow.
And then come back, maybe hang by the pool. Whatever, get some dinner, then do a night dive.
Wow.
Yeah, it was amazing. I had a few ear issues when we got down there, but ended up getting all over that and finding a way around it. And it worked great and did some great diving. And
awesome pictures.
It was awesome, yeah. My favorite was the Helma Hooker. That's the name of the ship, the boat that they sunk. That's about at 100 feet or so that we dove.
They sunk the boat on purpose?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
It was a drug runner's smuggler's boat. It's a 240-foot boat, and they were like, yeah, we're just going to sink it here for...
diving purposes?
Yeah, basically reef...
artificial reef stuff?
Yeah, artificial reef stuff.
Cool.
It's really cool because it's kind of on its side. Like, it's almost upside down, but not quite, but it's on its side, so it's got its big propeller and rudder kind of sticking up, mm-hmm. and but you can still see the tower and all that stuff wow. in it too. It's just kind of at an angle.
That's amazing.
But it was incredible. Oh, just incredible. So if you're ever in Bonaire, I highly recommend it. Even snorkeling. If you want to do snorkeling, you see some amazing things snorkeling too. So yeah, it was incredible. Just incredible. The coral, the local wildlife, we went caving on Saturday because you're not supposed to go, you're not supposed to change altitude 24 hours after you dive because you're the nitrogen
gotcha.
Loading. So we're like, let's go to a cave. So we went to two caves
wow.
On the island, and they were ancient coral caves.
Ooh.
Cool.
And it was incredible. So I went caving as well, and it was awesome. But those caves were hot. They were 90 degrees with almost 100% humidity.
Yeah. No, you're better off in the water.
They were sticky. I
mean, aren't you supposed to be cooler underground?
Well, it depends on your location.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because Mammoth Cave, it's like 56 degrees, you know, around here. It's about the average temperature. So average temperature Bonaire, they stay about upper 80s all year round. So... yeah, that's about what the cave's going to be like. So, but there was some fresh water down in one of the caves, so we went snorkeling a little bit.
Oh, wow.
And it was
you
pretty
cool.
You
caved and snorkeled in the same place.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
Yep.
That's really
cool. And we missed Nathan Fillion by 1 week.
Oh.
Yeah. He was in Bonaire with the same tour people.
Oh.
I talked to this guy named Leo. I talked to Leo about him, and Leo spent about 9 days with Nathan Fillion aww. Taking him around the island. I'm like, can I shake your hand, please?
Wow.
And he was like, Nathan was awesome. They went to bars and hung out and stuff like that. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
So wow. you almost could have been in his dive group.
Damn it. So, oh well.
Imagine. Oh
I know, right?
Yeah. That would have been just unbelievable.
Yeah.
And scary.
Come back with that story, people mm-hmm. would be like, okay, pictures.
Really?
On,
yeah, you know. Pictures or it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it was an epic adventure, regardless.
That's
and
fantastic.
I totally want to go back. And
I could see you like owning a shop down there.
I would
like,
totally
working
do that
in the
if
dive
I
shop.
Totally. If
I work in a dive.
Shop.
Dive shop.
Which is it wrong that I giggle at the name
bar.
Of the place where you went, considering
Bonaire.
The fact it you know the neighborhood Christine and I live in and you used to live in.
It's Bonaire.
One of the roads is yeah. Bonaire. Yeah.
Somebody asks you where you're from. I'm from Bonaire. Oh, you're from here? No, I'm from Bonaire. No,
Bonaire, the
yeah.
island.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just found it funny.
That's
yeah.
funny.
Oh. So it was an amazing place,
that
and I highly
gorgeous.
Recommend it. If you get the chance, go there and experience it because it's cool. It's not a volcanic island. It's actual like coral, like fossilized
wow.
coral bottom that's been shoved up by plate tectonics.
That's amazing.
So like the ground, sharp rock. It's not like flowy, awesome like rocks and stones and stuff. Like smooth kind of things that we have here.
Yeah.
Completely different terrain.
Oh, wow.
Every plant has thorns on it.
Really?
Yes. Just about.
Huh.
Like, it's like if it's not a cactus.
It has to be tough to survive.
Then Yeah.
Wow.
So it's very, the brush is very unforgiving.
That's
so
incredible.
But still, I was just. Amazing.
Crazy. How to follow something like that up?
Yeah.
Glenn.
No, thanks.
You're welcome. Yeah. You should have seen that one coming.
Yeah. Well, I did do something fun. Derby City Comic Con.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. How was it?
We forgot about
it. We totally missed it.
Totally forgot about it.
Yeah, yeah, it was cool. It was cool. It was good to go again, and it's always a lot of fun. And I'm hearing next year it's going to be a 2-day convention.
Good. Yay. This way, in case we forget, we can still go the next day.
Yeah.
Exactamundo.
So, I had fun wandering around until my feet were sore. You know,
What'd you buy?
I didn't buy a whole lot of stuff. I tried to, behave myself.
Pace yourself.
Our definition of a whole lot is a lot different than her definition of a whole lot.
Well, I had to pace myself because we have coming up Fandom Fest.
I know.
Yes.
And I'm so excited.
I can't wait.
Yeah. So I really enjoyed Derby City, and I will definitely be going again next year. I'm going to try to be a guest next year. We'll see how that goes.
Cool.
And really looking forward to Fandom Fest.
Yes.
There's just so many people that are going to be there.
Overload.
Oh, it's going to be.
Fangirl overload.
I'm going to be
a live pop culture panel at
Fandom Fest?
Derby City.
Derby City. That would be fun.
That would be cool.
All locals. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she's all diving somewhere.
Yeah. let's see. What else? I don't know. I'm sure I've been up to a few things. Some games and TV shows and things like that.
Stuff.
So, but I'll get to that later.
Well, since I'm kind of unemployed, Christine and I are pretty much doing the same kind of stuff.
Yep.
So what have we been up to, dear?
We adopted a baby.
Well, she kind of adopted us.
Yeah.
A fur baby?
Yep.
I have a cat now.
A dog in a cat costume.
I can say my cat. It's a beautiful thing.
Aww.
She's making me sick, but I don't care.
She is so cute.
The irony that I am sick and Brad is fine is not lost on me.
Oh,
that is rather amazing.
It is, pretty tremendous irony.
I had a cat for all but 6 years. Six years from 0 to 6, I didn't have a cat. And then the 7 years I've been here, I didn't have a cat. All the years in between, I lived with a cat. And aside from the first year or so, with my first cat, I've never had a problem. So I didn't assume I would have a problem with this one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh my God, I'm wheezing and itchy. And oh, shit.
And yet she's cuddling the cat up to her face.
I can't help it. She's so cute.
She's really cute.
When she pushes her little hat, when she headbutts you, it's the cutest thing.
So we went to Feeder Supply.
We went to Feeder Supply.
And, which works with the Kentucky Humane Society. Mm-hmm. And found this little, I thought was a young cat.
She picked us.
Yeah. And kind of found out she's three years old.
Yeah.
They're saying. Mm-hmm. She's only 7 pounds, so she's
the TARDIS chose you.
Yes, exactly.
Pretty much. First thing we did is change her name because, good lord.
What was her name?
I don't even know how you pronounce it. I think it's Jazees. It's G-Z-E-E-S. Apparently, I Googled it, and apparently it's a brand of cat treat. It's like the people that name them at the place just look around and see what's nearby. And I'm going to call it Rev because that's the name of my soda.
I love Lamp.
Right?
Yeah, I love Lamp.
Lamp, exactly.
Log.
Hi, Lamp.
And she says hello too.
Meow.
But it's just like, what? She's so pretty. How can you call her a name like that? It's so stupid.
So she's a little calico.
She's a calico baby.
With a phantom mask.
She does. She's got a phantom of the opera mask.
And the funny thing is, I was going through the pictures on my iPod the other day. And you know how they save in chronological order? Well, I must have found this picture on the internet at least a couple of months ago. And it's a baby calico kitten. And it says, I'm the Phantom of the Opera. And it looks just like her as a baby.
Really? I think the mask is on the other side.
But I'm like, holy shit.
Wow. Wait,
like, what? Okay. All right, Fate, I'm listening.
we had to give her a new name.
We named her Clara.
Clara Oswin.
I was, we laid there until 2 in the morning the first night we got her. Like, okay, we have to, something geeky. Is it some Green Lantern girl that you can think of that might be a good name? It's like, is there a cat Green Lantern? Is there going to be something nerdy?
There's a cat Red Lantern. That's pretty badass.
But she's not badass. I mean, we're going through all our favorite shows and trying to think of something good. And it's like, I don't know, Clara is good. She's a good baby.
Well, it works because, she's the impossible cat.
She is my impossible girl.
Aww.
Because A, we have a cat, and B, Brad likes her, and C, Brad's not allergic.
Yeah, it is. It's strange.
It's amazing.
Because you know, I've been allergic to cats all my life.
I've seen his face explode. Right. You know, I've seen it happen.
You know, with my both my sister's cats, actually. You know, she used to have one called Skeeter years ago, and now my niece's cat, Juliet. And I itch in my eyes. Water.
I mean, he gets all pink, and he's itchy, and he's sneezing, and he's snotty, and it's like, hurt? Nothing. Nothing.
I think I've sneezed maybe 4 or 5 times in this time of year in the Ohio Valley.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
that's no big deal. Maybe itch a little bit, and my eyes have been bloodshot, but they haven't itched or anything. So
it's bizarre.
Yeah, it is really, really weird.
It's
bizarre. She's a sweetie. Yeah,
she is.
She's a little weird.
Of course she is.
She's in good company then.
Oh, yeah. She found the right home.
Yeah.
That is for sure.
We were at the Big Lots looking at the pet carriers because I couldn't find a pet carrier that I liked. And we had an appointment to take her to the vet. It's like, well, I can't find anything that these hard plastic ones are so hard to carry in the car. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't want it to look like we're carrying a cat in and out of the apartment.
Yeah, because we're not supposed to have pets.
Like, I didn't want it to look like a pet carrier. So we were at Big Lots and it's like, oh, these little like duffel bag sort of things are perfect. Mm-hmm. It folds up. You don't have to worry about finding a place to put it when you're not using it. And we're checking out, and the lady's like, oh, you got a cat? And I said, yeah. She says, oh, cats are so great. They take on the personalities of their owners. And I looked at Brad, and Brad looked at me. And it's like, she's screwed. Banging on the door.
She already has.
She's totally screwed if she's like us.
She still ain't caught that damn red dot.
Aww.
Oh, hey.
Poor baby. She's a sweetheart. I don't know how anybody could have given her up and just left her.
Yeah, they said she was found
in the parking lot
of the Humane Society.
Like, at least take her in. Come on. At least take her in and say, okay, this is what I'm feeding her. This is what she eats. These are the shots that she's had or hasn't had.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're not going to judge you there. They're happy to, you know.
Yeah, they're not going to report you for dropping off an animal. Matter of fact,
the responsible thing to do.
Right.
We had to go back to have her checked on because she was sneezing. And
they said if she was sneezing or if her incision was itchy, to take her in and have her looked at. And she was sneezing her little snotty head off.
Aww.
So we took her in and got some antibiotics for her. And it's like, I don't know. I don't know why anybody wouldn't just take them in. Just take her in.
We saw one lady dropping off a little dog.
Oh, it was pitiful.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, that was pretty rough.
Seeing the dog's look on his little face as she was leaving. It's like, hey, where are you going? Where are you going? Hey. It was so sad.
Yeah, she was about ready to lose it, too.
It was like, I can't watch.
She just high-fived you. Clara just high-fived Christina.
She does like to high-five.
She will do that.
She's bizarre.
This cat is nuts. She's awesome, but she's nuts.
That was so
perfect. Claire, high five, and she'll high five you.
She's a mess. Yeah, that's great.
Not really interested in toys or anything all that much. But by God, you bring in some chicken nuggets, and she'll freak the hell out.
Like I said, I have lived with a cat almost my whole life, and I have never seen a cat react to chicken the way she reacted to the smell of it in the apartment.
I'm sorry. One of the 11 herbs and spices has got to be catnip.
I mean, wouldn't be surprised. She was apparently sitting on my head trying to chew through the bag, and I'm like holding it under, like on the side of me, trying to eat it out of the bag so she doesn't see it.
Like has all her food still in a bag, and then like we'll reach in and grab one nugget and
eat it quick. But right? She's good. She doesn't chew on anything. She doesn't scratch things. She doesn't do anything bad. She's good.
That's awesome.
We got lucky
and pretty quiet.
We just need to, you know, have a note from our doctor saying she's a therapy cat.
So which is true.
We can keep her.
We both have taken less anxiety medicine since.
I have not taken any since we got her. Wow. And that's pretty amazing.
Awesome.
But, that's what we've been up to.
Pretty much. It's like housework has gone out the window. It's
supposed to be good for blood pressure
Anything responsible has gone out the window. I'm like, I'm laying on the couch this morning going, how do people with children handle it? I can't handle keeping up with it, and I'm she's a cat. I don't have to mind her 24 hours a day like a toddler. Mm-hmm. How do people with children do it?
Glad we didn't get a kitten.
I couldn't. I had a kitten when I was little, and I could not handle it.
Yeah, you know, most cats come. You know, you take them out, bring them home first time. They go and hide.
Mm-hmm.
came out, flop.
She flopped in our laps like she'd been there forever. Like we had taken her out for a walk and brought her home. Like nothing.
And swear to God, the other night we were watching Torchwood, the cat was watching TV.
She likes the Netflix screen. I don't know if it's like the shade that it is and the way the little thing spins, but she as soon as Netflix comes on, she comes like she sits and watches.
That's funny.
It's funny.
Yeah, the
that's so awesome.
She's kind of crazy.
I told Brad we're going to train her to respond to the Doctor Who theme, like train her to come when it comes on. Set our ringtones and see train her to come.
The first thing we watched when she got home, we watched Asylum of the Daleks.
Had to do it.
So enough with the cat stories, and let's get into the show.
So this is the ship they say is unsinkable.
It is unsinkable. Cog itself could not sink the ship.
I don't see what all the fuss is about.
You can be blasé about some things, friends, but not about Titanic.
Going to America. Full house, boys. Woohoo!
Oh, I go to America! Aha!
Left the port on Wednesday on a boat known as the Ship of Dreams. My fiancé was so stuck up that by Friday I just wanted to scream. Then Jack Dawson came and Sunday night was a paradise. 12:23, that white starship hit 30 tons of ice. I guess it was Titanic Monday. Got frozen like a Sunday. Was not a fun day. My face oblivion day. It happened on Titanic Monday. Despite all his years at sea, Captain Smith just had no clue if the ship itself proved one thing. Said breaking up is hard to do. Now my life's a movie making millions, but I don't know why. How many chick flicks have you seen where over 1,500 people die?
Is there anyone alive out there?
I guess it was Titanic Monday. The rafts are overrun day. Call 911. Titanic Monday. All the first class had all their heads up their ass except old Molly Brown.
Lifeboat might float.
They don't understand that no ship plus no land equals we all will drown.
Come on, though!
Leonardo's films all end the same. I bet you Kenny is his real name.
Oh my God, they killed DiCaprio! You bastards!
The heart of the ocean beats in me. I guess it was Titanic Monday. I can't think of a pun day. Crocodile Dundee. Please help me, Obi-Wan Day. It happened on Titanic Monday. I should have drove a Hyundai. Or wrestled King Kong Bond. Titanic Monday.
I'm king of the world!
It's time once again to be the guiltiest of guilty. We're back with a little Glenn's Guilty Pleasure.
Not my fault.
Not this time. It's rare that one of these isn't actually a Glenn-provided item. Glenn. Y'all can blame this one on me.
It's Brad inflicted.
Yeah, I saw that this was going to air the other day, and I'm like, yeah, we got to talk about that on the show.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
We really don't.
Yes, we do. It's just for no other reason than the title alone.
Yeah, the title alone kind of sells it.
Yeah.
At least for us.
Yeah. And, of course, I'm talking about Sharknado.
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 Of course, a sci-fi movie production. And Glenn, are you pulling up notes over there?
I am. I'm on IMDb.
Okay.
And, of course, it says the tagline is, enough said.
Sharknado.
Enough said. Yeah,
there were apparently, on news reports, the weatherman said zero chance of Sharknadoes on multiple stations across the country.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
So, Glenn, tell us a little bit about Sharknado.
Wow. This is, I believe, from our friends at the Asylum,
yes.
who generally make lots of knockoffs of the big-budget summer movies. Mm-hmm. But this time, I guess they were going for the whole Shark Week thing again. Is it Shark Week?
I don't know.
I don't know.
No?
I don't think so.
I think they have a dartboard and a blind monkey.
And the monkey makes more than
to
I do.
Write their scripts as well.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. It's what it says. Shark. It's a tornado. Well, a hurricane.
Hurricane
is
David
approaching the left coast, and picks up a bunch of sharks in a tornado waterspout thing, mm-hmm. and begins dropping them on everything and conveniently flooding or not flooding certain areas where it's conveniently
and throwing sharks through windows,
mm-hmm.
and shooting them out of sewer manhole covers, mm-hmm. And everything else you can possibly imagine.
Mm.
Yeah. It's movie wars.
Yeah. And, you know, it started out bad and got worse, basically.
Yeah. It's like, okay, how's it going to get worse?
It started out with the first name in the credits.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as you saw Tara Reid, you knew it wasn't going to be good.
No. As soon as you saw the fact that it was a sci-fi movie, we knew it wasn't going to be good.
Well, sometimes they're not bad. Sometimes, okay, they're not technically
their miniseries,
bad, but they're not
and
bad.
And their TV series, usually pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
The movie of the week, yes. Not so much.
Yeah. Wow. So we had, like I said, Tara Reid. And then we've got, Ian Ziering? Ian Ziering from some 90210 or something like that, mm-hmm. which I did not watch, I will say.
But they did make it a point to focus on a Beverly Hills sign in one scene.
Yeah.
Beverly Hills 90210, oh my God.
It's pretty much.
90210 Sharknado.
But the whole time we're trying to logic our way out of it.
Yeah.
And then we look at each other and go, why are we trying to logic a sci-fi movie?
Yeah.
Why are we trying to apply logic to sci-fi?
Kind of a lost cause there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Their science was a little bit off.
How are they going to fly a helicopter into a tornado?
Why is it called Sharknado when it's like Sharkfoon or Sharkicane?
England's going, that copter would never fly. There's no tail markings.
They
didn't do a pre-flight check.
Yeah, they didn't. He glances at it. It's airworthy or whatever.
It'll fly.
What?
She'll fly.
How did the house get full of water, but there's no water in the street? How did that happen?
They left the taps on.
I'll have to remember that if I ever have to go fly by a tornado,
right.
No need to even wear my
seatbelt
harness, anything like that. You know, that's
unnecessary.
Oh, no. Well, it gets even better.
Oh my God!
Wait, hey, guys!
Yes,
guys. How do we stop a tornado? How do we do
with
that?
Propane bombs.
Yeah,
apparently.
Bomb in it because
apparently it cancels out the hot and the cold.
Because when cold air meets hot air, that's how you get a tornado.
That's how that works.
Mm-hmm.
Spoiler alert! Sorry, mm-hmm. sorry. Spoiler.
Never mind that the sharks in this water spot would already be dead before they go eating people.
And we all knew that Tara Reid was, you know, a little promiscuous, but apparently she had a kid at 8 years old.
Seven and a half.
Seven and a half.
Four.
Oops.
Yeah.
Because we're like, you know what? She doesn't look old enough to have teenagers. So we looked her up. It's like, okay, she's going to be 38 this year.
She was a lot older than we thought,
right,
actually.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so she could conceivably have a 20-year-old, you know?
Yeah.
And then we looked up the age of her son, because I'm like, he looks too old to be her son if she's a 38. He's 30. Okay.
Amazing casting job.
All right, then.
Yeah.
Fabulous. But I...
Glenn, some of our movies had better acting.
Mm. Yeah.
And I love the editing. The editing is what...
The editing was laughable. Oh, my gosh.
Like,
The
paper on the windshield wiper disappearing and reappearing.
Yeah, right.
Well, that's just the I guess the
continuity
issues. But like the whole beginning part with the storm. This one shot it's sunny and clear. Mm-hmm. Next shot it's
and
cloudy and dark and
where they're obviously not on the water on the jet ski.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Like green screen.
Green screen. Like, and then
Sanctuary
bad.
Oh,
it was worse than Sanctuary. I liked Sanctuary.
Land of the Lost bad.
It there was really awful. It's like, okay, what does... Does Ian Ziering, is he afraid of the water? Does he not go in the water? Because it's the only reason I can think of, you know, like why the other guy, you see him in the water.
Mm-hmm.
You see him on a surfboard in the water, but you don't see, okay, whatever. Yeah. Whatever.
And then it's raining or it's not raining.
Right.
From cut to cut within the same scene.
Oh, my gosh.
And Glenn's commenting about all the mistakes with firearms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, the constant thing of you got to, you know, rack a new round into the pump shotgun every time you're on screen, whether you just loaded it or you, it doesn't matter. I mean,
and the
crazy.
In the house where the, you know, one of the characters gets eaten by a shark, at first you see all the water that's, you know, built up in the house, you know, a couple of feet of water, and it's all red from the blood because the guy just got eaten and whatever. And a few seconds later, you see them in the water on the other, you know, end of the room, and the water's perfectly clear. But he was just over there, and there was all this blood. But okay, never mind. Stop trying to apply logic to a sci-fi movie.
But then when they cut to the scene with the CGI shark, the water's red again, and then they're back on the stairs, and it's not
red. Right. It's crazy.
Back and forth, back and forth.
And if there was a shark in the water at the bottom of the stairs, why would you stop mid-stair? Why wouldn't you go all the way up?
And then
I would go all the way up.
Yeah, there's some tactical
flaws. Then the house is flooded, and they go outside, and the outside's not flooded.
No, it's not even raining.
No.
And then the house is so flooded that the windows burst out.
And then the whole house
explodes and collapses.
Of course.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
I just don't get it.
Yeah,
I think the end was the worst, though. The very end, the last thing was the worst.
Oh, it's a progressive of like, oh my god, this is so bad, and it just keeps going.
But what did we expect?
I don't know.
Especially when all they needed was Adam West and a can of bat shark repellent.
She said, "What you called my name?" I don't understand. I don't get why. I don't get why they. Like, why was there nobody to say, wait a minute, let's put in a line here to explain what, you know, something, mm-hmm. anything.
And I loved the probably half mile shot with a pistol at a moving target toward the helicopter, the flying shark, which happened to completely cease the momentum or change the momentum of said shark toward the helicopter as if the shark had control over its flight path.
The fact that you feel sorry for the shark says something.
Yeah. Well, the hammerheads at least like had wings.
Awful.
Airfoils.
Those poor sharks, they couldn't help it.
The split second shot of with the chainsaw and the shark
devouring the chainsaw?
Oh, no. Before that.
I know what you're talking about.
Yes.
My favorite scene of the movie, moment in the movie for me.
Their crowning achievement.
Was the guy takes the chainsaw and swings it, and the shark comes at him, and it just splits as it hits the chainsaw and goes on either side and hits the ground.
It doesn't hit him
or
anything.
No, it doesn't hit him or anything. No. And just that motion, the way he posed with it afterwards, the way the shark went in half, was just perfect. That scene alone, that sold it for me.
The one foot long chainsaw sawed in half the 4 to 5 foot thick shark completely.
Right.
It was a thing of beauty.
It was like that scene in Under the Dome where the dome comes down and cuts the cow in half.
Which they show in like every commercial and every flashback. That was like the money shot for the Under the Dome.
Right.
And I'd have to say that this is the one for Sharknado.
That was disgusting.
That towards the end where the guy has the chainsaw and gets eaten, swallowed whole by the shark.
Disgusting.
Which, of course, you already can tell he's going to cut his way out.
That was disgusting. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
and awful.
You see that? Main hero of the movie.
I thought he was going to come out the other end of it. I didn't think he would stop.
Oh, in mid-flight, yeah.
I thought he was going to come out the other end of it.
Because logic says that could have possibly
momentum,
happened.
Yeah.
Because he sliced that one in half.
Logic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But then the shark apparently not only expels him, but the chick that was eaten.
Spoilers!
Yeah.
Spoilers!
It's Sharknado. I don't think spoilers really count.
Not only that, but in a sea of sharks, he happens to
have that one.
By the one.
That one.
Not only that, but she's still alive and not chewed up at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's eaten two characters whole, swallowed them whole.
Not a scratch on
it. And when he's going in with the chainsaw going, he doesn't hit her at all.
No, again. No.
Nor the teeth
this
of the shark.
This was not Jonah and the whale here.
It was disgusting.
Yeah. This movie was
awful. It was amusing.
This movie is what this whole segment is all about.
Yeah, that's true. I'll give you that much.
Yeah.
Somebody decided to write it. Mm-hmm. Somebody decided to shoot, direct.
Somebody's mommy told them it was a good story.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure that 99% of this was the title. And once they had the title, they knew they would get the attention that Sharktopus got.
Yep. Uh-huh.
And they said, okay, make it.
Because guess what? We watched it.
We watched it.
And now we're talking about
it. And everyone was talking about it.
That's what they want. That's all they want.
So this was sold entirely
on Shark the title.
I will say there Enough was said. One moment where I was wrong. There was one moment where I thought the story was going to go one way, and it went another. The guy from Wyoming.
Okay.
I thought, for sure, he was going to get eaten by a shark.
Mm-hmm.
I was ready for it. I was bracing myself for the Sharktopus moment where it leaps up and gets the plane. I was waiting for that. I was ready.
Me too.
It didn't happen like that.
I think that's what they were banking on.
And I'm like, you know what? Maybe it's not so bad. Maybe somebody actually did sit down and say, hey, let's do it this way because everybody is going to be thinking it's going to happen like this. And then the rest of the movie just went, oh.
No.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Sharknado.
No.
Yes.
Sharkfoon.
I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Sharkcane.
Because it is that bad.
Yeah, it is.
Don't give Tara Reid any of your money.
We didn't.
She can't afford it for rehab.
This was acquired.
I know.
If I were a drinker, I might enjoy it.
It didn't have to be because it was on Sci-Fi. We get Sci-Fi.
Yeah. True.
True.
I wouldn't doubt if this isn't available on DVD like already.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Tomorrow. Yeah. I haven't checked. But,
yeah, Tuesday.
But already there's DVD box art on IMDb. So, I mean.
Oh, my God.
Probably.
You will be buying it.
You know, if I find it cheap enough, I'll buy it. You know it. I'm not going to spend much on it.
How cheap is cheap enough?
Under 10.
Under 10?
Okay. Under 10.
I was wrong.
Or will it be, you know, like one of those multi-packs sometimes where they put like three or four of them together on the same Blu-ray? Mm-hmm.
Sharktopus and. Sure. And Mega Shark versus Giant
Octopus. I've already got all those.
And, oh my God.
Well, you know, as bad as this movie was, it could have been a whole lot worse.
It could have been.
Yeah.
It could have been Sharknado.
What?
Sharknado.
Sharknado.
Sorry, Mr. Hanky.
And on that note.
Staring my cat.
On that brown note.
Yeah. And the antibiotics.
Oh, my God.
And we will be back with more pod culture right after we clean the litter box.
No. I'm sorry.
Time to do a swan dive into the sugar bowl.
Woohoo!
We're back with a little geek cuisine.
Only kind of and, I like.
I'm going to go on the assumption that Carly picked these out, Glenn.
Correctamundo.
Yay, Carly!
That's what I thought. So, what do we have, sir?
Trolley evil twins.
And you know they're evil because they got to go pee.
They're Siamese evil twins.
Yes, they are. Yeah. They're conjoined.
Not anymore.
Oh, did they survive?
Yeah. For the 2 seconds until I ate them.
Until they got hit by a Sharknado.
Yeah. Ooh.
So one is, they're basically two little figures, different colors, but they're kind of fused together. One's sweet and one's sour.
It's a little weird cartoony characters.
Yeah. I guess one looks like a little angel, one looks like a little devil. One's got kind of evil-looking eyes.
I don't know.
They are tasty.
The sweet one's kind of translucent, and the sour one's opaque.
looks like a big radioactive booger.
Yeah.
Or a butterfly, Rorschach.
But they are gummies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're pretty good gummies.
Not gummy. Bad.
I mean, they got gummy worms and gummy bears. Why not gummy twins?
Mm-hmm.
Co-joined gummy twins.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not anymore.
I'm not getting the sour so much.
It's not like Warhead sour. It's not like sour gummy worms.
Yeah, there's a little. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not it's just a Sour Patch Kid sour,
mm-mm,
but
mm-mm. Oh god, no.
There's a little bit of tang to it.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad.
They are tasty. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. A little firm for a
gummy. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, mm-hmm.
Oh, I could eat some.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're pleasant. Maybe if. Mm-hmm. If the one was too sour, maybe it would have overpowered the sweet one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you
know? I'm sure they did lots of
testing. Rigorous testing.
I want that job.
And research.
I want to be a gummy tester.
Some millions of dollars mm-hmm. developing these mm-hmm. These candies.
They could have done it. I could have done it for free. Just give me gummies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, we got a segment of the show that would do that.
Mm-hmm.
Send us a new product. We'll do them on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Jones Soda, you listening?
We'll be honest.
Jones.
You might not like that, but we'll be honest.
Yeah. So, I think it's thumbs up all around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, sure. These are just fine.
I've not met a gummy I didn't like.
Yeah, they're pretty much just gummy bears, whatever. One's a little sour, one's just like a normal gummy.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So, Trolley Evil Twins Gummies. If you find them, check them out.
Pick
yep.
bed.
Yep. And if you don't like them, send the rest to us.
There you go.
In your local store today.
And we will be back with more of Pod Culture right after we guzzle down some more gummies.
Yay, gummies.
How to continue a television series after a major actor has left the cast. Part 1. The Quatermass Method. Simply recast a new actor in the original role. Hope that no one notices that a familiar character now looks completely different. This was also famously used in the James Bond films.
For more about British science fiction television, listen to the British Invaders podcast at www.britishinvaders.com.
Hey there, couch potatoes. We are back with a little TV and DVD talk.
Potatoes.
And, you know, it's a summer season. But there's still a lot of stuff out there to watch.
Summer, as I like to call it, the catching up on the stuff you didn't have time to watch the rest of the year time.
There you go. Glenn, what you been watching, man?
Well, my series that I've been watching at work is Terminator, the Sarah Connor Chronicles.
Good.
That was a good show.
I like that show.
And I just finished it today.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Cersei with a shotgun. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hello, yep. Summer Glau.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So that was neat. I had only seen the pilot episode before, the unaired pilot, actually. Mm-hmm. I bought the seasons as they came available, but I hadn't watched it on TV.
Mm-hmm.
I do stuff like that. I'm supporting
quite
it.
Quite often, actually.
Yeah, quite often. Yeah. No commercials that way, and I can watch them at my own pace.
There you go.
And that way, if not everybody in the house wants to watch it, you know, if you record it on the DVR,
you
don't have a choice. So, you know, you wait and you buy the DVD, and then you can watch it at your own pace.
And when it's something like that, or you're pretty sure you're going to like it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a big fan of the Terminator movies. And the series was good.
Mm-hmm.
The series was good. And now, instead of launching into the next TV series, I'm going to do a Terminator movie marathon.
Ooh, nice.
Nice.
And watch all four of them back to back. So, wish me luck.
Just in time for the fifth one working on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was pretty neat. Yeah, pretty neat show.
Cool. I liked it.
Definitely worth checking out. I don't know if it's on Netflix or anything. Probably.
I think it is.
If not, it will be soon, I'm sure. You know how that stuff goes.
That or Amazon.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. But I enjoyed it. Yeah, it was neat. It's funny. Like I said, Summer Glau, obviously, from Firefly. And then Lena Headey.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that right? From
Game of Thrones.
And then this guy's name, something Decker, I forget. But I knew him. It's funny, I didn't know him from this show, but I knew him from The Secret Circle.
Yes, that's right.
He was the male lead on Secret Circle. So, and Thomas Decker.
And, of course, in the pilot episode, Summer has the classic line, come with me if you want to live.
Yeah. And also, Brian Austin Green.
Yeah, it is nice to see him as a badass, too.
I didn't really know him from anything, because I didn't watch whatever soap opera thing he was on.
Was it that one? Or,
or one of those.
I'm not sure. I didn't watch him either.
But I knew him. It was funny, because I knew him as, Metallo from Smallville.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, oh, yeah, this is the dude from Smallville.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew he had been on one of those shows that I didn't watch. But, I mean, but still, for me, he was the dude from Smallville.
Did you say that with, what's his name on Supernatural? Shit, like on the actor's name, Dean.
What about Dean?
Because he was on Smallville.
Jensen Ackles?
Oh, yeah,
Ackles.
Yeah. I tried to get Carly started on Smallville because she's a big Jensen Ackles fan. So I was like, hey, he's on like a season or so of Smallville, check it out. But
I can top that. I remember him from Days of Our Lives.
Wow.
Speaking of just an aside, speaking of Supernatural, Misha Collins was on the latest Nerdist podcast.
Really? Cool. I love him.
Very good.
Both of them. I love them both.
He does a really cool, like, international scavenger hunt thing he heads up.
Yeah.
And, like, apparently it's, like, Guinness record-breaking for charitable donations or something like that.
That's
cool. It's a huge thing now. I did not realize that he was heading up such a thing.
That's cool.
Awesome to hear.
Yeah. Wow. Pretty cool.
We need more Cass.
Yep. Need Cass Dale.
Let's see. What I'm not watching quite yet, but I'm really glad they're doing it. Cult and Zero Hour, they have been releasing the last few episodes of that. So even though it had been canceled and they've been doing weird things like running them two episodes back to back on a Friday night or something funky like that, but at least they're out there, they're available.
Yeah, they're,
you'll be able to see the whole series.
Right, exactly.
That's awesome, you know, for someone that liked the show.
Pizza hell. I mean, they've already paid for the production. Might as well go ahead and air them instead of running a rerun.
Right.
In my dream world, like one of them will take off and become popular over the summer, and they'll be like, oh damn, we shouldn't have canceled it, let's bring it back, you know, or some, you know, some kind of thing where, oh damn, we shouldn't have canceled it, some kind of remorse, you know, some kind of something.
Let's see, Dexter, I'm back to watching Dexter again, the final season of Dexter. It's been some funky things, but it's been interesting.
They're finally killing it off, huh?
Yep. And so don't want to see that end, but it ends on my birthday.
Aww.
Actually, so that's kind of funky.
He's not going anywhere on his birthday.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm sure one we'll all talk about here is Defiance. Everybody been watching Defiance? You caught
I actually saw the first episode not so long ago.
Okay.
Not bad.
Pretty good. And not it bad. Definitely picks up. And it now we got to wait a year.
Yeah.
A year?
A year. It's Battlestar Galactica kind of
thing. Because they're making things like Sharknado.
Sharknado was awesome.
Yeah, so Defiance, it sucks. And of course, you've got the game that you can play between now and then, so maybe that'll help keep the flame alive.
And there's
all
the shit in the game that has never been mentioned on the show. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Zero Hour, I call the tech Targ White Vincent, because he played Vincent Van Gogh on Doctor Who,
so I call
him White Vincent.
Cool.
Oh, yeah, just like on
Zero Hour.
Yeah.
And, of course, the update for Doctor Who, the latest episode I watched was the Girl in the Fireplace.
Oh, great episode.
Yeah, that was a good episode. And the girl from that is the girl from Moonlight.
Isn't she beautiful? Yes.
And she's just gorgeous. Yeah.
She's so hot.
Yeah. I'm such a fan of her. Yeah. So that was a good episode.
This
cat alert.
Podcast has been interrupted by Adam just downloaded a cat.
She's like, there's
playing?
A computer on his lap, I'm gonna jump on it.
I have a cat 5 cable.
Oh.
He's like, you laughed at me, I'm leaving.
Still ahead of us, August 27th, Face Off will return. Can't wait.
Fabulous.
Falling Skies. Anyone watching Falling Skies?
Yeah, I think we're an episode behind.
I need to.
But it's good. I am not liking this whole V thing they're doing with the baby.
Oh, yeah.
Creepy freaking baby.
It's a creepy baby.
I don't like it at all.
I think the baby's got a future during like E-Trade commercials.
I hate those commercials too. It freaks me out. It's just not right.
What do they put, like peanut butter on the roof of the baby's mouth or something?
Yeah.
I just don't understand. Mr. Ed. Yep. I just, ick. Ick and ick.
I do like Doug Jones. Doug Jones, you know, Abe Sapien. He is one of the aliens.
Oh, okay. Okay, okay.
He plays Cochise? A lot of aliens.
Yeah, he's Cochise.
Okay.
Yeah. I hear Doug Jones.
There was something familiar about Cochise. I couldn't put my finger on what it was.
When I was growing up, Doug Jones was a pitcher for the Indians, so I can't get past that.
I noticed that his costume had a collar thing that was very reminiscent of Abe Sapien. So I was cool. Like, oh, that's kind of funny. But but yeah, he's the character, so that's pretty cool. Neat to see him.
No. We're an episode behind, and with recent developments, I hope we see more of Cochise.
Yeah.
I know.
Let's see. I'm actually two episodes behind on Longmire, but
we are caught up.
We're caught up.
Mm-hmm.
I will get caught
we
up.
We hit that one running.
Really good show.
And Katie Sackhoff is just.
We watched it all in a weekend. We caught up with it in a weekend. We couldn't stop.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really well written. I mean, I think one of the best written shows.
We want
to. Been kind of making fun of the previews.
No, I think. Yeah, it's very. It reminds me of like. If Justified was in Montana.
I'm telling you, I want to see a Justified Longmire crossover.
I do too.
He's a U.S. Marshal, right. So theoretically, it could happen.
That would be awesome. I mean, it's based on a series of books that are the Longmire mysteries.
Kind of want to read
them.
These
are mysteries.
Yeah.
I mean, there's always a good twist.
And I like how it's episodic, but there's an overarching sort of thing going on.
Yeah.
And I like that too.
And you got Cassidy. What's her name from Smallville?
Yeah, from Smallville. Mm-hmm. Tess.
Lutessa.
Who acts more in this than she ever got a chance to do in Smallville.
Yeah, she really does.
And they've got some great just running gags. Like, he has never put steps on the damn cabin. The cabin that he lives in. There's no damn steps on it.
And he doesn't have a cell phone, so everybody has to get a hold of him through somebody else.
So, yeah, everybody's always handing him their cell phone. Yeah, all right.
It's for you. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And then I won't reveal it since you haven't seen it. But, I mean, the underlying thing that was nagging at Longmire through the whole first season, you know there was something dark that happened, and you just don't know what it is. For them to pull that off the whole season, then the reveals, and then the new reveals on top of that for this season.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of depth to that backstory.
And you're assuming it's one thing.
Right.
And then it's totally not. And I don't care how old he gets. I still think Lou Diamond Phillips is a hottie. But
I'm waiting for him to break out in La Bamba.
He's just cool. He's just a cool
La
character.
La Bamba to play on the jukebox at the Red Pony.
He's there like you somebody you want to be, you know, he's like somebody that you'd be like, oh, I want him to be my friend. Like, he's just cool.
Well, you don't want him to be your enemy, that's for damn sure.
No, you don't want to be on his bad side.
And damn, did A. Martinez get old.
Yeah, and he's a bastard. But I do, but I wasn't sure how I would like it because I wasn't a huge Katie Sackhoff fan, but I love her in this.
Yeah.
I think she's fabulous.
And now even she's got some
her
backstory
facial,
going on right now.
And you have no idea what's going on with her.
Right.
But I love her facial
good
expressions.
Show.
She's a hoot.
And the running gag of her always with the Philadelphia
her coffee mug
or the hockey puck.
Yeah, it's cute.
Yeah.
All right. I'm convinced.
It'll suck you in.
Yeah, watch it.
It'll suck you in.
It's pretty good.
What season is it in?
Two.
They're shorter, though.
Yeah, and
they're not big, long.
No.
Short cable seasons.
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll suck you in.
Watching Teen Wolf.
Very good.
I'm enjoying it.
We're one behind, I think.
I still don't like this season as much as I did last season, but there are some neat things going on with it. And this last episode I liked. I know you just said you hadn't seen that one yet, but I did like this latest episode quite a bit as more of a one-off.
You like Black Giles.
Thing. Yeah. The vet.
The vet, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is kind of funny that that's who they go to when they're injured is the vet.
The werewolves go to the vet.
Oh, yeah. Duh. Wow.
And like I said, with Dexter having come back, I've take it upon myself to make this serial killer month.
Okay.
And Carly and I just mainlined the entire season of Hannibal.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, I like Dexter because he's kind of a hero. I mean, he's a serial killer, but he kills bad guys, you know?
Yeah.
And that's definitely not the case with Hannibal. But
you do not want to go to Hannibal's place for dinner.
No. And everyone does.
Oh, hell no. He caters.
He caters. He'll come to you. I have to say, the writing is pretty good on this show.
Yeah.
And the cinematography, this show looks more like a movie than I'd say any other show that's on right now. I mean,
yeah.
I think it has good movie production values.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I really enjoyed it because Hannibal's a main character, but he's not the main character. Was it Will Graham?
Will Graham.
Will Graham is really the main.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can say, okay, well, I'm following the good guy here. He's solving crimes. He's stopping serial killers and stuff. And you would think, oh, well, it's prime time. How can they really stack up to something like Dexter, which is Showtime, you know? But they get pretty gross on it.
The mushroom thing.
Oh, yeah.
That was, oh.
I mean, every single episode, I say props to the prop people and the set dressers and the special effects, like the practical effect people, because it's disgusting.
Yeah.
Huh.
I mean, it's movie quality.
It's gross.
I mean,
oh, yeah.
It's really good.
And Hannibal, making the omelet. And you're just going, no.
I think that's part of it, is the irony that the audience knows more than the main character does.
And damn it, not near enough Gina Torres.
She's great.
Yeah. Oh, she's in it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I did like in the season finale, they had Vita Cormeum as the soundtrack, and that was used in the soundtrack for Hannibal the movie.
Oh, okay.
Because it starts playing, I'm like, I know that. Holy shit! Oh my god! Because I loved that piece; it was so beautiful. I'm like, no way! That's so cool.
I liked Eddie Izzard.
Holy crap!
I didn't recognize him without
Eddie Izzard.
Eddie Izzard, yeah.
He scares
a serial killer.
Crap out of you!
Yeah.
Oh, I could kind of see that him being creepy.
But he should be a cross-dressing serial killer.
Yeah. He's just on saddling. He's just
he's good. I like him.
He couldn't be a cross-dressing serial killer because it'd be too much like What's-His-Face from the movie. But,
well, I know, but
yeah,
since
know,
he is
I
a
know. But anyway, I mean, he's very scary. Like, he is very, very scary.
Yeah, that was really good. He's good. Like I said, I've got good things to say about it. I like the cast. I like the writing. It's put together really well.
I like all the parts, but something about the whole sum of it is...
I wouldn't be crushed if I heard it got canceled, but I enjoy watching it.
It's picked up for a second season.
I'm glad,
because
I enjoy watching it.
Now, what do you think of Hannibal's therapist friend?
God bless her. God bless her. I just want to see her smile. Like, it's so nice to see Gillian Anderson on TV again regularly.
She probably had so much Botox.
Really?
She can't.
Yeah.
No, she looks good. I mean, looks like she's aged like a normal person. Like, she doesn't look old, but she doesn't look like she
looks downright unsettling as a blonde.
As a blonde. But, I mean, it's good to
coming
see
to
her.
Fest.
Yeah, I'm excited to see her in person. But I like her. Just I wish I could see her smile just a little bit.
You might want
to
see Christina Spazz come to Fandom Fest.
No. See, I have met people who have held in higher esteem and come out without being a spaz. I can do this. But yeah, I like her. I think it's cool. I think it's cool to see her on TV again.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I'm actually endorsing.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Watching Hannibal.
Not bad. It's just.
I think he, as much as I would sell my sister to meet Anthony Hopkins, and I adore every hair on his head, I think this guy makes a better Hannibal.
Well, he's closer to the characterization in the book. Yeah, I'll give you that. But, I mean, that's just an act you can't follow.
No.
Yeah.
He hasn't tried, though. That's the thing. He's completely
made it his own.
He's a complete departure.
And, you know, where I knew him from first. Do you guys recognize him from Casino Royale?
Oh.
He was the villain.
The
one that had tears of blood.
Yeah.
So I thought he was really unique in that, and he's brought that with him.
I think he's cool. I think he does a really good job.
Oh, yeah.
Hideous outfits.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, if this was a period show, I'd totally get it. But what the hell?
Yeah, I kind of look at his collars and go, what's going on with his collar?
And I'm thinking, wait a minute, this is supposed to take place now. Like, every now and then it hits me like, okay, this is a 80s thing. No, it's not. It's supposed to take place
Bates
now.
Motel.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, and it's weird to see Jack Crawford played by Lawrence Fishburne. But okay. Yeah, that's weird. But he does a good job.
My big complaint was episode 4.
Oh, the one that was chopped up?
The home episode?
Episode 4. Mm-hmm. I looked online to see what was going on with that.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, it happened around the Boston bombing thing.
Ooh.
Oh.
But you know what? Boston bombing and serial killers are totally different things.
I mean, it had nothing to do with bombing. It had nothing to do with blowing anybody up. It had nothing to do with any of that.
Here's my deal.
So I don't know why they...
You know, if you're concerned that people shouldn't be seeing that violence on TV and you want to delay it a week, that's fine.
Right.
But instead, they did not air episode 4 on television. They chopped the whole entire serial killer subplot mystery out of it and put just the character development parts together and put it on the web.
It was very weird.
So that if you were following along, you would have to go to the web and watch that so you would know what was going on with the characters for their continuity of it.
You can find the full one out because it aired in other markets. So you can get it.
See, here's my thing.
But I just haven't
bothered. I hadn't been able to find it. But.
That same week, or within a week or two, they re-showed the episode of Castle where there was an explosion.
Mm-hmm.
And the episode of Hawaii Five-0, there was some kind of something like that, too, similar. It's like, okay, wait a minute. If you're not going to show this, why would you show something that's a repeat that you could easily swap out for another one?
Yeah.
And I didn't understand that either.
I was reading some comments, and someone said something that I totally agree with, which is either this stuff is okay to show on TV or it's not.
Right. Right.
You don't, I mean, you're doing a show about a serial killer. People know what they're getting when they tune in. You don't just randomly, oh, well, we're not going to show it this week.
Right.
It's too
much.
And then to chop it up and show parts of it only on the web. What about people that don't have the internet or don't know about that happened and can't go find it? It's just stupid.
And then
I mean, show it after hours or something.
Right.
Or
well, like you said, if you've got to hold it back for a week or two, that's fine. You know, people, I don't think anybody would have had a problem with that. All they can say, hey, out of respect, we're showing all repeats of this week or whatever.
Right.
But I mean, hell, even WB did that with right around Columbine, I think, wasn't it? When the episode of where Buffy's the graduation ceremony, they delayed.
At college and I didn't watch Buffy.
Mm-hmm.
They held off an episode for a while and aired it almost right at the season premiere.
That was what I was thinking of. I am sorry, I got that wrong. The week that the girls were found in Cleveland in the house, the episode of Hawaii Five-0
had that. Yeah,
it was about a teenage girl who was abducted as a child.
Oh, wow.
And kept in a house until she was 18.
Wow!
Like 2 days later, not even.
Holy crap!
I mean, it was like, and I even called my aunt to say, "Did they air Hawaii Five-0 last night?" And she said, "Yeah, why?" I said, "Go look and see what the synopsis was. See if it's the same one as mine was, because if they showed that in Cleveland, there's something totally wrong with everybody there."
Right.
But yeah, so I don't understand how they choose, you know, things they show and things they don't.
I think it's disrespect. I know they say they're doing it out of respect, but I think it's disrespectful to the fans and the people that put the show together that episode did not air intact.
Right. Either do it or don't do it.
I mean,
don't half-ass it.
If they show it in reruns or something, or
well, it's like the episode of X-Files. They said it was too graphic to re-show, and then they only showed once the episode Home. They only showed it once on Fox, and it's available on DVDs. But apparently, it was too graphic to show on TV after that one time, or it caused such an uproar that you know,
it's not even in syndication.
Wow.
And it's like, what, you know, either do it or don't do it. Don't edit it down to where it screws with the story of the, you know, I don't understand.
Yeah, I think there was some very poor decision making going on there.
Because even the idea of the story and the bits that we saw, it was no worse than any of the other episodes they've shown before or since. So I don't know what the deal was.
I don't either.
It's an interesting story, though. It's an interesting show. And very hard to watch because you're like, don't do it.
Don't
you know?
Watch
don't
it at dinner.
Don't eat the omelet.
Don't give it. Don't eat anything he serves you. And it's always snowing at Hannibal's house. Did you notice that?
Snowing?
In his dining room window. Every time you're looking out his dining room window, there's snow. Always. I think it's weird.
It's weird. All right. I've used up all my time.
Go ahead. You know, another show they're starting or started to have shown. You know, you talk about Colt and that. Do No Harm.
Oh, yeah?
Some other
yeah.
episodes of that.
Oh, really?
Or you still haven't watched them.
Mm-hmm. Yikes.
But I'm getting them because...
I'm morbidly curious to see if it gets better.
I'm kind of curious. It was kind of a neat concept, and I kind of want to see where it goes, but...
Like, how did he graduate medical school?
Yeah.
If he could only study for so many hours, how did he graduate medical school?
Really careful.
All right.
Let's see. We watched Continuum. Started back up.
Mm-hmm.
Or I guess it was on its mid-season break.
I do love that
and
show.
Finally, her partner knows.
God, it's so much. I told Brad the other night, I said, this is so much less stressful watching it, knowing that he knows now. It's like, oh, there's not as much angst going on.
And their boss, I guess the guy that got fired and then brought back in this last episode.
They privatized the department.
Yeah.
It's being
He's coming privately, to DragonCon.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, he's coming to DragonCon.
Very cool.
Copper.
Excellent.
Season 2 started up, mm-hmm. and yeah, it's
very good.
It's pretty good.
I enjoy it.
I can't remember his partner's name, but the big guy.
He's cute.
He is just freaking hysterical. Again, they always run, and he just grabs them, shoves them through the nearest window.
It's awesome, yeah. He's good.
Oh,
it makes you glad to be clean and dry and fed.
Hey guys, this is Brad. This is where we take a little bit of a break. Remember, Pod Culture is a podcast that's recorded every other week, split into two parts, and then sent down the podcast feed weekly. So tune in again, same time next week, for another geek-filled episode of Pod Culture.
Theme music for Pod Culture provided by the band Beatnik Turtle. Check out the band and their other great music online at beatnikturtle.com.
If you want to reach us here at Pod Culture Central, there are many different ways.
You can email us, feedback@podculture.net.
Call our voicemail line, 812-672-4763. That's 812-672-4POD.
Comment on the website, podculture.com.
Drop us a line, give us a call, or send us an MP3.
Let us know how we're doing and what you'd like to hear on the show. We'd love to hear from you.
Pod Culture, equal opportunity geekness.